Got a lot of people that haven't gotten here yet. Our praise team isn't even here yet, which shouldn't be news to any of you, right? They haven't been here yet, any year we've started yet. They'll be here. So welcome to Campus Ministry United's Workshop 2011. Hopefully all of you got your schedules so you know what's taking place, when and where. If you didn't get one, be sure, not now, but later, get out to the table and pick one up so you'll know what's happening. And to start off with, I just want to find out where everybody's from. So let's just start over here on this side. Where are you guys from? Where'd you come from? Louisiana? LSU? We allow LSU in here too. That's welcome, guys. Welcome. Yes. Magnolia, Arkansas. Y'all drove a long ways to get here. Great. You guys back here. Troy, Alabama. Welcome. Glad you're here. Where are you guys from? Kilgore? Anybody know? I knew where it was. Kilgore, Texas. Welcome, welcome. Glad you're here. Right here, this group.
Tampa, Florida.
Excellent. Cincinnati. That's in the United States, right? Jamaica. Cincinnati, Jamaica. Corpus Christi, Texas. And right behind him? Miami, Florida. And right next to him? Gainesville, Florida. They used to have a football team there, didn't they? Gainesville? Under repair. Okay. Where are you guys from? Columbia, Missouri. Welcome. Glad you're here. Tallahassee, Florida. Where's all your people, man? They're making you sit by yourself. This is terrible. This is terrible. We'll let them have it. NC State, welcome. Tyler? University of Delaware. And our sound guy from here, I assume. Tulsa, Oklahoma, where my wife and I are from Tulsa. Now, Robert? Wentzville, Missouri. Well, I want to welcome. Lindenwood University, our praise team. Lindenwood University should be here in about an hour. We've got a lot of others coming in. I hope you guys are going to enjoy the conference. What I want to do is just kind of open up and share with you some of the things that's been going on in campus ministry that we're aware of. And as I'm telling you about these, I want you to be thinking about what you could share with us that's been happening in your ministry or things that you know. Things that we would talk about being like God stories. Things that have just happened over the year. Well, we're all here. Let's just talk about what's been going on and lift each other up and I don't know, just let God move through us, if you know what I mean by that. I know you do. My wife and I, Carol, I don't know if you know us or not. My name is Lynn Stringfellow. My wife, Carol Stringfellow. We accepted a position with Campus Ministry United to be in charge of developing plant teams to plant campus ministries. In order to do that, the board wanted us to move to Tulsa, Oklahoma. As a part of that, I wanted to share a little bit of news about how kind of that move went and some God stories, God things that happened as a result of that. First, we had a house to sell in Tampa, Florida. Now, for some of you guys that are up here in the Midwest, that doesn't mean much. A house to sell is like no big deal, right? You put a house on the market a week or two later, it's going to sell. We were in Tampa, Florida, and it's not necessarily that way in Florida. We had our house on the market for 2 months, and literally no one was even coming to look at it, let alone were we having offers. Nobody was even looking. We were scheduled to speak at the Tulsa workshop. We were leaving 6 o'clock in the morning, the following morning. We had decided to take our house off the market and was going to rent it out. And all of a sudden I get a phone call from a realtor. I had someone that was really interested in the house. And I said, well, we've taken it off the market. He said, oh, these people really want to see your house. I think they'll buy it. And I said, well, we're leaving at 6 a.m. in the morning. I don't know if you realtors can work that fast or not. By 5 o'clock, we had a contract and had sold the house. which that was a God thing. But it didn't stop there. We were headed to Tulsa to rent an apartment, a two-bedroom apartment, because we figured we needed to rent before we bought to figure out where we would live and all that. Just, I won't give you all the specifics, but we get up there and start looking for a place to rent, and so we're planning on going to a small two-bedroom. Up there, rent's about $750 a month, something like that. It's what we were planning. I speak at the workshop. We were going to go out and put a lease on a place that evening, and I had some family members approach us, and they had heard about our ministry and what we were doing and why we were being transferred and all that. Approached us and with a house they wanted us to rent, which was my aunt and uncle's house, who had passed away a year earlier. And the four family members decided, as a contribution to the ministry, they wanted us to rent the house and then buy the house. I was very thankful for that, but I had to inform them that we couldn't afford a five-bedroom, 3,000-square-foot home. It's not something we could afford. And they informed us that you don't understand. This is how God works, and we're going to let you have that for what you were doing, going to rent for. And now we're buying it at a price that we just couldn't even imagine. I don't tell you that to brag about us getting a house. I tell you that to say God works in miraculous ways when you step out on a limb for Him. And that's what happened with us. We also had a mission trip where three different mission teams this year. For those of you that are familiar, every year the CIA Tampa team had developed a mission trip, and from Tampa, Florida, we would take a mission team and go to Norman, Oklahoma, and run a camp for the Urban City Ministries, this gets complicated, out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. They go to the projects and get the kids and bring them to a camp that we run once a year. So we have all these project kids coming to a camp. They don't even know it's a Bible camp. They're just, all they know is mom found out it was free week for their kids being gone, and so they come to camp. It's been an interesting camp. We've done it for 8 years in a row. I guess this was eight or nine? This was number eight. This year, we had three mission teams. We had the Tampa mission team come up. We had a team from Corpus Christi, the CIA ministry in Corpus Christi. We had a team come from Miami, Florida. We all converged at Norman, Oklahoma to run a camp for these Urban City kids. It was an incredible camp. I know y'all have heard of tornadoes, right? Well, we had firsthand experience with one in Norman. One came while we were at camp in a pavilion, outdoor pavilion. One came towards us, literally lifted up not a quarter of a mile from us, went over us with still enough wind and current and hail to scare us completely to death, and then went back down on the other side of us. It was quite an experience, but which we thought was going to be a bad thing, and of course that was at the moment. But what it really did, up to that point, we were just having all kinds of trouble with the kids. But all of a sudden, there was a bonding experience that happened. And we had eight baptisms this year at camp. I don't know if the hailstorm scared them into the water, but we'll take what we can get. So I wanted to share that news with you. That's something that happened in three different ministries we could talk about. Also, Marvin Croson. Where's Marvin? Marvin's back there at the back. I don't know how many of y'all know Marvin or how many of Marvin's always been a part of this. He's one of our board members, and he's the one that gets us this room and puts it all together. Last year after this conference, what was it, 2 days later or 3 days? Just a few days after being here at this conference, he's in Colorado driving a big pickup truck, rather large one evidently. I don't know what you would call it, but about 75 miles an hour, and it decides it doesn't want to go straight anymore and flips four times, puts him and his granddaughter in the hospital. They air flight him. He doesn't even have a memory from the event happening. But to tell you all that and how God moves, he's completely recovered now. His granddaughter is completely recovered. It's been an incredible blessing that he's with us now and has a new lease on life, as if he needed one. He's still running hard at this point. I wanted y'all to know Marvin's story at least a little bit. Clint Hill, where's he at? Clint came to camp this year rather reluctantly because he had just had a new baby. So he was so excited about his new baby, but, you know, he was real upset because he had to leave his new baby to come to camp. And I think Clint's got his own story to tell about having – he actually told it on a blog, didn't he? You ought to get on his blog if you haven't seen it yet. He really had an incredible experience at camp and had some kids that just really touched his heart and made him realize that God is good, right? Right, Clint? But the news for him is the God thing is that he's got a new child. Let's see. Carrie Cox's son, they're not here yet, but Lincoln develop some type of illness. We don't really know what, at this point, the doctors still haven't even discovered what it is and what it was and is, but evidently he's doing a whole lot better, and they're still working with him trying to arrive at what was going on, but evidently he's doing much better, and that's with Carrie and Carrie's son. So now from you, what have y'all had happen throughout the year that you'd want to share with the rest of us? Let me see if we got a mic. Does this work for us?
Yeah.
Did you figure out how to operate that thing? I'm not technologically informed. Anybody? What's happened in your ministries this year you'd want to share with us? Anything going on? We got over here. We want to hear from you. We know you guys have got stuff to share too.
Yeah, we're from Columbia, Missouri, and we began our campus ministry about this time last year, just after this conference. And we began on Columbia College campus, and we began having Bible studies on a Tuesday evening. And during the course of the year, we did a series after Christmas on comparative religions. And one guy said, "Oh yeah, that sounds interesting, I'm going to come." Turned out he's a Wiccan. And he came along to some of our Bible studies, and he sort of just sat to the side. He didn't really come in. And then eventually he gradually got closer and closer, and eventually he came in and joined us. And after we finished the series for that semester, we started to have a Bible study, I think it was in James. And he's continued coming. And so we've been really blessed to have him with us, you know. It's been really interesting. He's very articulate. And he feels part of our group, which is just amazing, you know. Mm-hmm. And so we're really blessed to have him. And he said that he'll see us back in the new semester. So we're just really looking forward to that. And, you know, you've no idea who God's going to bring across your path.
There you go.
But God's put him there for a reason. And so whoever comes across your path, you just have to reach out to them. Jesus died for Wiccans and everybody.
Amen.
Whoever God brings across your path, just reach out to them as you would anybody else.
Amen. Thank you. Who else? What's happened in your ministry you'd want to share? He's headed your way.
My name is Britt Davis, and I live in Kilgore, Texas, and I'm at a junior college. And although a couple of things have happened at the ministry, but I just recently came back from Australia, and I was doing some work there with the flood relief. And we had a young man who kept walking by, and he came up to me, and he just said, he pulled me aside, and he said, "Can I just talk to you a minute?" And I said, "Sure." And he says, "I just want to know, why did you want to come to a developed country like Australia and pay your own money and do all this?" And went on. Come to find out, he was a Buddhist, and he had realized that the Church of Christ was doing some stuff. And so he asked me if I would meet him in a casino and a bar. It was called the Velvet Lounge. And I was like, "Oh God, how am I going to explain this one to someone?" And with the Bible and the casino, you know, and he ordered drinks, and I thought, all right, you know, you meet them where they are. And that couple hours turned into like 8 hours, then the 8 hours turned into 2 days, and then 2 days turned into 3 days, then I had to leave. And so, but we're still in contact with each other, and he's really exploring. He was a Buddhist, and so he had a lot of questions, and I asked him if he had ever seen a Bible, and he didn't know what that was. Here's a 32-year-old man who wasn't familiar with the Bible in a developed country. And then he goes on, when I brought him a Bible, I had to go find a Bible. Do you know how difficult it is to find a Bible in Australia? And found the Church of Christ and gave him a Bible. And he says, "Oh, I've seen this book." It was a book. It was just a book. And he said, "I tried to start it on page one, but I didn't understand it." You know, and so they just... We took him through the Bible and just had a great time ministering to him and still doing it through emails. And so, again, when you talk about when God puts in your way, he'll send them to you. Sometimes you just got to be receptive to them. We're always looking for receptivity to us. Sometimes we have to be receptive to them. So it's pretty going good.
That's somebody we need to be praying about, all of us. Put that on our prayer list. Yeah, and this one over here, too. Amen. Who else? Who else wants to talk? You guys can help him out a little bit. Stay on one side of the room till you're done, and we'll go to the next one.
Testing? Okay. My name is Cody. I went to Ghana 2 weeks ago. Left on the 10th, and got there that Saturday. Just went out talking to people, ministering to them and helping them to understand what is right and wrong. And the total number of baptisms was right around 620-ish.
A little small event.
2 weeks.
620-something baptisms in 2 weeks. Amen. Amen, brother. Maybe we can all celebrate that one.
There were many, many more people that we talked to than we had baptized, but it...
Amen. Awesome work.
It turned out great.
Hi, my name's Sean. Well, I'm originally from Cambodia, so I came to school here, but I went back home about December with a medical mission with, I believe it was Global Samaritan through Church of Christ in Dallas. And, well, it was really amazing for me just to go back home and to just bring the gospel back. And, I mean, it was, I mean, for me, it's just like a totally, like, just, you know, just like new experience. But, I mean, it was amazing to see, like, how many people that actually haven't heard of the Bible. And, you know, we bring a lot of, you know, just Bible, just translated in Cambodian, just hand it out to people. And, I mean, you know, you just see their faces. They're just like, what is this? You know, and, I mean, it was just, like, amazing. And, you know, to me, it's really touching. And, you know, I never thought of doing anything, like, especially mission. But I think I'm looking forward to going back and, you know, work with them. And we were down in Cambodia for about 3 weeks, and we treat over 10,000, you know, patients, and we had about probably 65 were baptized that week. Wow. So it was really amazing, and you know, I'm still looking forward to go back. So also, well, right now we working with we call the Red Threat Movement. It was started out in ACU, Abilene Christian, and in Texas, and we try to raise awareness of about the sex trafficking, and especially in Southeast Asia. So, you know, we've been working with the government there in Nepal, and now we try to spread it to just all over the Thailand, Cambodia. So we try to stop that, and you know, that's part of our mission, and just pray for us, and hopefully we get everything going. So.
Amen. So we're finding out here. You hope we're all hearing that, and hope your elders at home can hear that. Get them to listen to the tapes up here. Campus ministry is an international movement. What we do here doesn't just happen here. It's happening all over the world, isn't it? That's awesome news. Thank you, brother.
My name is Mike. When I came here last year, I was campus minister at OU, and I was actually asked to leave my job because I'm just a little bit too progressive for them. So... I spent about 6 months looking for a job. And in January, I started working with the Walnut Street Church of Christ in Belpre. And Kyle over here is the college minister. And so here's what's happened. This church was going through the roughest time that it's ever gone through in the past year. They got down to about, I guess it was about 60 people on Sunday morning, 8 people on Wednesday nights, you know, that kind of attendance. 4 kids, that's all they had. In the past 6 months, since we've been together, the Walnut Street and myself, we've had 21 baptisms, which isn't 600, but we're happy with it. We've had 21 baptisms, and our church has literally doubled in size. We had 129 people in church last Sunday.
Amen.
We've had a lock-in and some other things for the kids. We have like 30 kids going to our church now instead of just 4.
Awesome. Amen.
So, and our college group has about, on a good day, about 20 kids, and on a bad day, probably about 12. But something else that we're transforming besides our church is we're not just going to do college ministry. The reason why we're here is because Kyle's going to start a campus ministry. He's going to reach out to a community college. So we need to talk to you. And we're actually going to reach out. He's an OVU alumni, so is she, so am I. He's still there, but there's no campus ministry at Ohio Valley University, which is a Church of Christ school. So we are going to reach out on campus at OVU.
There you go. God bless. Amen.
I'm Aaron Farnsworth from CIA Tampa. And I want to tell you about a young man that came to our ministry from a picnic that we have at the start of every school year, which we started with Lynn when he was our minister in CIA Tampa, and now we have Coach, and we're still running this picnic. And his name is David Song, and David's not his real name. He used that because people can't pronounce his real name. So he's from South Korea, and he came to our group, and we studied with him, and we. We just showed him a lot of fellowship and embraced him a lot, and he came around and got baptized, and he was, man, his faith grew so fast, and he's just this incredible guy, amazing friend, incredible spirit. He's so passionate about God. He's already been through a lot. He's in the South Korean military. He was there as an exchange student. So now he's back in South Korea, and we're still in touch with him on Facebook, and he's trying to reach out to his family, and he's dealing with being there by himself, you know, without a strong church, without a group that he's been attached to and that he's grown up in. And it's just blows my mind that we've got someone that was in our embrace that's now out there halfway across the world doing the mission, the same mission we have, the same mission we taught him. And it's just the most wonderful feeling to see God's work happening, spreading, to see it physically spreading everywhere. I love it.
Another wing to that story is there's a young lady, all I remember her first name is Kim, again, it's probably not her, huh? What she said. Sorry. Turn that off. That's my droid. It acts up every now and then. We baptized the young lady from South Korea a year earlier, and she went home, and now he's able to start making contact with her because they're not that far from each other in South Korea, I think 30 minutes apart. So they're trying to make contact with each other over there and spread the gospel in South Korea. So that's an excellent story. David Song is excellent young man. Where else? Who else has got news? What's happening in your ministries? How's God working? Donnie's right over here.
Okay. We'll add to David a little bit. David, we have a brother from Bay Area, CIA Tampa, who's doing a study with a yellow book study or our college ministry book study with a lady in South Korea, and we're hoping to get David set up with her so he can have his first baptize his first person, hopefully.
Amen.
Or prayerfully. Corinne Teixeira was a counselor out at our mission trip camp. She's a cross-chat lady. She's a USF lady, and now she's a Child of God lady.
Amen. And baptized her at the lake after the camp, didn't we?
Yes. So that was extremely exciting. We are multiplying in cross-chats, and I'm sure Len will tell whoever doesn't know what a cross-chat is more about that. But
we'll let Kerry tell us what cross-chats are.
That'll work. But that's extremely exciting, and in some ways it feels like we haven't even got started yet, but I know we have, but that's exciting news.
Thank you, Coach.
CIA Corpus has a men's Bible study called God's Fight Club. We have a lot of guys that are from MMA. Backgrounds that just come together and they have a Bible study and then they fight each other it's one of the coolest things that I mean yeah it's the to see all those guys come together and they reached out to this former MMA instructor named Mike And Mike started coming and instructing, and eventually Mike gave his life to the Lord this past Sunday. So,
amen. Amen. So, incredible story. God's Fight Club. I love it. That's Think about awesome. That one on your campus, Fight Club. They're doing it. It works.
Fantastic. I wanted to mention real quick, I also have a bird ringtone, and when I'm outside, I hardly ever answer it because I'm like, oh, it just sounds like the outdoors. So it's fun. I'm with Gators for Christ with my wife, Julie, and one of our interns here, Kim Quinn. It's been an awesome, just an incredible summer. Usually there's a big drop-off during summertime. You know, a lot of our students go home, just like a lot of your students probably go home. And with half of our students or more going home, we've still had the same number coming throughout the summer, and it's been awesome. Like, just, I've never experienced anything like it, and it's completely God. And part of the reason that is because our church has had a recovery ministry for the last 2 or 3 years, and we latched onto that this past year and decided, you know, maybe we can help out with recovery on campus with those that are struggling with alcohol and drug abuse and other such things. And we started with like one or two students coming in the fall to that, and then in the spring, 4 or 5, and then just somewhere between the spring and now it's exploded. And we've got about, you know, 20, 25 students coming from the recovery program. And it was just a matter of just praying to God, and we were thinking even during the school year when there was like one and that person wasn't coming, you know, we're like, okay, maybe we shouldn't do this, but we just trusted God, and God's really done some amazing things with it, and we've got a lot of yellow book studies coming through it and a lot of baptisms coming through the recovery ministry, and it's just been a blessing to have that be a part of our ministry. So praise God.
That's the second time you've heard yellow book mentioned. That's just what some of the people call our Bible studies that we have, series of Bible studies we have to help lead someone to Christ. They've got an example of one up here. That's just the cover that's on it. That's available on our CMU website as a download. We've learned it's a very effective way for students to be able to study with their people instead of us having to do all the studies. If you haven't seen it, take a look at it. I think you'd enjoy it. Who else? Who else has got some news? Nobody else? Okay. No? Okay, go ahead.
I didn't really want to talk about this that much, but we had a young man who came through our campus ministry about a year ago, year and a half ago. And as he was coming through that, he was one of our foreign students and started coming and hanging out. Then I got to introduce him and have him work as an intern for me. We baptized him. He went off and finished school at Kilgore. Then he attended Harding University. He's at Harding University now.
I'm sorry.
Just kidding. And he's also been so involved in doing Bible studies and things that he went back to his home country of Cambodia and is ministering there. And now he's sitting here with us now. And he's
going to
finish up school. So little things, you never know. The little programs and stuff we do. So Shun is our real big success story. And he wants to go back and minister to people in Cambodia.
So amen. Amen. Good. God is good. Yeah. Anybody else? Yes? Okay.
Okay. About 2 months ago, we were doing a series at the church called Not a Fan, and it's a video-driven thing that comes from the Independent Christian Church, because some really good stuff in it. But it's kind of strange because it's really just a challenge to say, let's go beyond being fans of Jesus. I'm not a fan of Jesus, but I'm a follower. I'm somebody who's radically committed. And so we were about 4 weeks into the thing on in our in the series, and I got a call from Carrie, our campus minister, and somewhere in the middle of the night on somebody had went out and had posted all across the university, on the dorm doors, on the cars in the parking lot, had posted a letter about a cross between, a look inside. And it was a letter from some people who were critical, and it's kind of weird because when you read the letter, it's one of the things that it was meant to be a criticism, but if you're a Christian, you're going, hey, this is, thank you. One of the lines was, several of the lines was, this is a dangerous ministry because it comes to our campus and it turns gay people straight and atheists into believers. And literally, that's the words that they use. And I'm going, pretty good there. Thank you. But then it obviously went into some very critical stuff. But what was really cool is our students, before we knew anything about it, our students came out and people started showing them to them immediately. And the students, our campus students, immediately turned around and they went back to their dorms in mass and put on their Not a Fan shirts, which we had, or either their Cross Between shirts. And by the end of the day, the students had rallied and began writing a booklet that we're going to put in form. It was a booklet of just their own personal testimonies of how God had changed their life through a Cross Between. And so there was about, at the end of the day, I got a copy of about 25 testimonies of saying, and they put it together and they started handing them out on campus. And the heading on it was a Cross Between, a Real Look Inside. And it was cool because some of the people who were critical, there was some students that were on the campus who were Islamic, who were extremely bothered by the post and came to our campus students and came to our campus minister and to Carrie and said, this is ridiculous. Even some of the people from the and there's not a gay straight alliance on the campus there, but there's a group that we're trying to push that. Even some of them were defending the ministry. And so it ended up being this thing that served as a catalyst to unite our people and to just say, hey, we're super, it was super encouraging because not only did they not back down or hide, but they became even more aggressive. And across the campus, it really died down, and we ended up finding out who it was. One of the girls that became a Christian, her and her sister are both lesbians, and study the Bible, are in the group with both of them. One of them became a Christian, the other didn't. And her roommate and was super upset because, you know, of what was going on. And so she inspired the letter, typed it, and a bunch of them handed it out. But the girl who started the thing came and apologized to her and said, I knew what they were saying really wasn't true about the way you mistreat people. We were just, and I shouldn't have participated. So it ended up being just this time of that could have been discouraging, but it became a rallying cry and was just super, super incredible. And it happened on that Sunday. We were talking about fans and how if you're a follower of Jesus, you're going to take criticism. So I read the letter that was posted on the campus to our church that Sunday morning, and everybody was there, and we talked about it. But it was an awesome thing just to see the strength of the students.
So God was giving you sermon material.
That's right, and I desperately need that. There was at least 30 seconds of interesting, you know, stuff in my lesson that morning.
Okay, just one piece of housekeeping. They wanted me to remind you, if you have not registered, be sure and register. If you don't have a name tag, that means you didn't register. No, if you haven't registered, be sure and register, because that's how we pay for the conference. So be sure and hit the registration table afterwards. Clint's got an announcement to make about a competition that's happening, and then we're going to break into praise and worship.